Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream.
This is Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream Radio, the show with the mostest, and certainly we do our bestest to provide you with something new and intriguing every week. So I'm going to be talking about being perfect and being imperfectly perfect. And also, if you've got a book and you are ready to become a bestseller, then go to mybestsellerbook.com. You'll find everything there to become an international bestseller. Whether you want to do it on your own or you want to engage in the Done For You program. As well, I teach out in the world radio media mastery classes. I do privates and workshops and so forth. I'll be speaking in San Diego next month about this at a Women's Wisdom Conference. And there's so much to learn, because knowing how to navigate PR today is everything. Frankly, it's free when you think about it, but the results are tremendous. If you're ready to get your business out there and get clients and followers, this is the way to go about it. So definitely engage in it. We live in an amazing world with amazing possibilities. Later on, I'm going to be bringing on Susan Finley. Susan is going to be talking to us about the keys to happiness and attracting your desires. And having wants is a good thing. So let's get into this conversation about perfectionism. Do you have that? Is that something that drives you? Is it ever perfect enough? Are you ever perfect enough? Do you ever look perfect enough, act perfect enough? Is your business or money or sex or relationships or whatever, fill in the blank, is it perfect enough for you today? So perfectionism is a total confidence killer. It's a buzz killer. Truly it is. Any of us who have existed in that paradigm know what trying to be perfect and not giving up really does to us. It seems counterintuitive, right? Because surely the more perfect you are in how you present yourself, what you say, how you react to others, the more confident you'd be. After all, it's easier to be bold on social media, where you can filter your photos, edit your posts, and reveal only the very best parts of your body, your life, yourself. Well, for example, you've just posted some pictures where you were a contouring queen, the homemade carnitas you crushed, the vacation snap where you actually look hashtag flat abs. Except really, perfection isn't reality. Online life, given, wow, it just gives us all a chance to compose ourselves. We're not really exposing ourselves, we're composing ourselves. And behind the screen, we can have more control over our communications, but then we end up not having confidence when we don't have that time delay on social media. So there is a difference between this self-assuredness we have when we're curating our lives and scripting our text and our email conversations, and what true confidence really is. And we know what that is, because many a time we've been in a room and in a situation, and somebody walks in, doesn't need to say a word, but they exude confidence. So it's a kind of internal confidence that we need when we're face-to-face and we don't have total control. It's that inner confidence that prepares us for a job, for love, for times when we have to empathically reach out to someone else. It prepares us for everything important in life. So here's the deal. The secret to cultivating true confidence is simple. Get out of the feeling that you have to be perfect. Because if you wait until you're perfect to make that big move, chat up a guy at the gym, apply for that amazing job, wear a bikini without a six-pack. You'll never do it. You'll never get there. It's too much resistance to even think about taking action. So the prescription for overcoming the desire for perfection is, get ready for this, spend time alone, unplugged each day. I mean, actually leave your phone in another room. Expand your capacity for self-reflection and solitude. Contemplate your strengths, your weaknesses, your goals. You know, I'll give you a little interesting insight, too. One of the ways I do it is to do stuff that scares me. Truly. Like, I'll be very transparent with you. You know, if you're my friend on Facebook, you'll see pictures of me. Oh, there's Deb. She just did the red carpet thing. Are you serious? I'm nervous the day before. I'm nervous driving to the event. And something happens, though, and this is just my story, when I walk into the hotel where the event is or the ballroom or whatever, and I get on that red carpet, there's a peace that comes over me because I actually have the chops to do it. The confidence comes forward when I put myself in those situations. This weekend coming up, 3 days, I'm going to be a live stream event host for, 2,500 people with one of the biggest event coordinators, I think, in the country, who work for the biggest people, names you'd know. Doesn't matter that I have some chops behind me. I am actually walking into this going, I'm not really sure what my job description is or what they're asking me to do. But I know for 4 days, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., I'm the gal on camera. So, yeah, I have stuff that goes on. But, you know, I can't think about being perfect. Do I have the right outfits? Am I going to have the right makeup? Am I going to know what the heck to say? What if I fumble? Really? The truth is I have the chops. So I put myself in high alert, challenging, a little bit scary situations because I know when I do, I'll know even more what's possible. But here is really the story. It opens up doors for more jobs, more possibilities, meeting more people. All it does is exponentialize what is possible for me in the world using my particular set of gifts and talents and joys and desires. And I get to get paid for it. How does it get any better than that? So what is it for you? What is your prescription for overcoming what your desire is, but where perfection is in the way of you implementing that? Spend time alone, certainly. Be unplugged, but also show up. Expand your capacity for doing, for being. Expand your capacity for self-reflection and solitude. When you contemplate your strengths, your weaknesses, your goals, well, you can be alone with your thoughts. And actually, you start to hear yourself and realize, really? Is that true? And sometimes, if you have a smaller idea of the biggest version of yourself, go out and challenge that and see what you're really capable of. You won't need to transform yourself because real-time situations actually meet your needs. So no more curating. Just be you. Real self-confidence comes from knowing yourself. And what I like to say is, done is better than perfect. If you're always waiting for perfect, you'll never do it. But done means you've done it. You didn't wait for it. You are imperfectly perfect. So heck, if I fumble, I know how to use words to get myself back on track. In fact, I know how to laugh at myself and make everybody resonate with me because they'll see the humanity within me. And whatever happens, I know how to make something flow and just be me. And that's all I ever have to do is bring imperfect me. And it will be perfect. So don't be a confidence killer. Don't be perfect. Just do it. Done is better than perfect. And you already have the chops to do this. Whatever the this is, go out and let us know how you do. Well, as I promised, today Susan Finley is on the show. She is a certified life coach and catalyst specializing in happiness, personal empowerment, spirituality, the law of attraction, and metaphysics. She teaches classes on keys to essential happiness, keys to unlocking the law of attraction, essential happiness, and how to be happier and attract what you desire, how to keep your vibration high through difficult times, how to energetically clear negativity in your life, love what is, and how to get more of it, your essential chakras, and how to make this your best year yet. Little background, Susan was an elementary school teacher for 30 years, and she earned the Teacher of the Year Award. She started her life coaching career full-time after teaching for many years. If you want to connect with Susan, go to youressentialhappiness.com. Susan, it's so great to have you on Dare to Dream. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be on your show, and thanks so much for that great beginning to your show, too. I loved it.
Thank you. We're looking forward to having this conversation on personal empowerment and the law of attraction. And let's start there. What is your experience using the opening? What is your experience of perfectionism? And how has it influenced your life? How have you worked through it?
Perfectionism. Well, I have had issues with perfectionism, I think. I think I wanted to be perfect in many areas, but actually I totally now agree with you that we just have to live our life, and our life is going to give up the experiences that we need, and that's all we need. We don't need to strive to be somebody that we're not. I totally believe we'll be attracting through mirrors what is best for us at this time, and I believe we all should drop this perfectionism. It's not good for us. It's not.
You talked about mirrors, and thank you for sharing that. You know, mirrors reminds me of law of attraction because we were taught, for those of us who have been in it for decades, we know about it. For those who started when The Secret came out and that opened the world for them. But either way, we all were taught, okay, what we think, what we believe creates our reality. And that something that's out there is often a reflection of what's in here. So in a way, that's very old school, right? We all know it. We got it. Great. What's new about law of attraction that we don't yet know?
Well, what's new? I don't know if I understand what's new, but what I do know is right now on the Earth is something started in 2012. It was awesome for Earth, and we're getting very high divine energies from the Creator. We're getting high divine energies on the galactic level, the planetary level, and the solar level. And that is causing our Earth to be in a very high resonance. Very high energies are being beamed to us. That means that we're being very supported right now, much more than we have in the whole history of the planet Earth. We're learning more now in the 2 billion years of our Earth's history than we have ever learned on the whole planet Earth. So this is an awesome thing. So we're really being very supportive right now. We all need to know that whenever we want to make changes, those changes are going to be happening for us in a much quicker way. Actually, 10 times faster now, whatever we desire, it's going to happen 10 times faster now than it happened in the year 2000. So they're very high energies, and we do need to know that also.
Wow, interesting. If it's going to happen 10 times faster, then I would imagine we want to be very clear and clean with our desires.
Right.
What do you recommend? How can we clear the path so our desire truly is just a pure desire?
Well, for what I do, and there's many ways to do that, there's many clearing techniques that you can ask for. I always ask for my divine guides to help me. I ask for the Creator and any divine guides that anyone is in resonance with. You can ask your soul to clear your path for you. You can ask your soul in one thought. You can call on your soul or any other Creator to clear that path for you. It just takes one sentence. If you want, I can give you an example of that.
I'd love that.
Okay, so let me see if I can think about this. Okay. You can say, "Dear soul, I activate and radiate the energetic vibration, the frequency of happiness and joy to permeate my entire being and reality." I'm going to repeat that. Please activate and radiate the energetic vibration and frequency of happiness and joy from my soul to permeate my entire being and reality. It'll actually happen immediately. And you may not feel it immediately if you haven't done a lot of energy work, but it's happening for you. And I can feel it even as I say that. And you can call on the energetic vibrations from the Creator or any divine being, too, and they'll multiply your energies of happiness and joy or whatever you want. You can have peace, tranquility. They'll multiply that, and it's an awesome feeling to be able to feel that too. And you know we're being very protective and very helped at this time of our life. But we can call on them anytime we want in one thought, just one thought.
And when it comes to the law of attraction, when it comes to what's also currently going on in the planet right now at this time, are there any principles that are overlooked and important that we should know?
Well, I think a lot of people tend to do this in my life coaching, I notice. Many people, they write down very great affirmations like, I will lose weight within 2 months, I will lose 25 pounds within 2 months. And then they sound really great, and they say them 5 times a day. But mm-hmm. what happens is some people go out to McDonald's 3 times a week and order cheeseburgers. Their actions do not match their thoughts and vibrations of what they want. So we really have to watch out for that, that our actions are also in alignment with what we want, what we desire. Because the universe will be very confused by this, and it'll say, well, what exactly do you want? So we may say we want this perfect soulmate. And we write down beautiful, clear affirmations about what we want. We want the essential qualities in a soulmate that we desire. But then, and we say them 3 times a day or more, and we energize them with positive thoughts, but then we revert back to our old habits of going out with someone who doesn't treat us right. So our actions have to match our thoughts. They have to match our thoughts and feelings. They have to go along with it. We have to be in resonance. We have to be in congruence with what we want. And I see that in a lot of people. They say what they want, but they don't actually do it.
What have you done? Give me a success story from your life, Susan, something really big that
okay.
you use this method and have created and are living as a reality right now.
I can give you an example. I was about 16 years ago, I had taught in private schools, and I just wasn't making enough money. Mm-hmm. I have 2 daughters, and my daughters were getting older, and they were getting into cheerleading, and they were getting into a lot of things that required more money. I loved teaching in the private schools, but I knew I needed more money. So what I did was I knew the universe was going to support me even back then. And I wrote my affirmations down, but I made sure that I had them written all over the whole house in the car, and I energize them, because when you energize them, it gives them more power. You say them out loud and energize them. But the thing you have to watch out for is a lot of people around you may not agree with what you want, and they may not agree with, they may really are, they're looking out for you, but and they're trying to protect you, and they may think you're going to get hurt because they don't think you're going to get what you want. So you have to watch out for those naysayers, and it's best not to even tell them what you want, even the people around you that are closest to you. Mm-hmm. So you have to kind of watch, and if you've said something to somebody like, I want to attract this, and they say, oh, don't bother, you have to just tell them, well, I know I'm going to get this. I'd appreciate it if you don't say anything about it. Or just don't even tell people what you're attracting. But sometimes you do have to watch out for that. And I just think that the universe sets these things up for you in divine timing. And no, it may not happen immediately, but the universe does set synchronicities up for you, that you're going to meet the right people and the right circumstances, and it's going to happen for you. If 51% of your energies are going toward what you want, it pulls the other 49% up. So I think this summer, I was trying to get a job this summer, and I called a lot of schools, and they all said, no, 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 we're not hiring anybody. And you have to not pay attention to this. You have to not pay attention to these people who say, no, I don't need anybody, because you know that isn't the right job for you. Hmm. You have to keep going until you do get what you want.
Wow. That can be very challenging for people, and I really appreciate that you're saying that, because it's so true. I think it's easy to get married to an outcome and a result and have a conclusion about things, like this is my desire, therefore I know it looks like this, whether it's a mate, whether it's a job, whether it's the way money comes, many things, the home we live in. And yet, there are like 2 elements, isn't it, with the law of attraction. There's some clarity about what we desire.
Yes.
And there's also this element of letting go, because the magic is when the universe co-creates with us.
You're right. You're right. I think if you are pushing for something too much, you'll actually push it away. It resists it. So what you have to do is you have to leave it a little open. You want to be clear, but you don't want to be too specific. You don't want to, and like if you're trying to attract a soulmate, you don't want to be so super specific that you're not going to ever find that person. So mm-hmm. you have to give the universe a little leeway. You have to say the most essential qualities that you want and let the rest go and know what to let go. And I've seen it both ways. I've seen it with someone who wants to attract a soulmate, and they'll say, I want someone who loves me very much. But they could have 25 people knocking at their door that night who aren't going to be too good for them. So it's a balance. You're right, it's a balance. It's a balance by pushing too hard, and it's a balance of what you're asking for. You don't want to be too limiting, but you don't want to be too broad. You want to ask for the most essential qualities that you know at this time will make you happy. And so to make a long story short, the whole summer, I went through the summer, and I ran into a girl at a parking lot, and she was telling me that I should go to this public school that she works in. And I went up there and talked to the human resources person, and he told me he thinks I'm going to get a job there because my interview sounded very good. Mm-hmm. But the year came and went. The summer came and went, and they hired 300 people, and my name wasn't on that list. And I was very surprised because I usually do get what I want because I follow the principles of the law of attraction pretty well. And I was very shocked that my name was not on that list. And I had gone in a couple times during the summer to talk to this man, and usually he was out, but I had given letters of recommendation to him. And so I remember one day being in a grocery store, and it was after I had to start another year in the private school. And it was the first or second week of the private school in September, and I just said to myself, what should I do now? What should I do now? And I remember this voice. This is really strange. This is the first time this happened. But this voice came into my head and said, tell him why he should hire you. And it kind of shocked me at first when I heard that. And I thought to myself, I already did. I did the whole summer, and I almost wanted to argue. I almost wanted to argue with this voice. And then I went home, and I thought, uh-oh, I better do this. So I wrote down some reasons why he should hire me. And the next day, after school, in the private school, I went to this human resources man in the public school, and they wouldn't let me in at first. She said, oh, no, we've hired everybody. And I said, please, could you please just give me 5 minutes with him? I almost had a beg. Sometimes you have to know when you have to do that. And I almost had a beg, and she said, okay. She probably felt very sorry for me. So I sat in the chair and waited. She said, I don't know when he's coming back. He's in a meeting. And I sat in the chair for a half hour. I wondered if I was going to be sitting all night. And finally he comes in, and he looks at me, and he says, what are you doing here? And kind of meanly, and I was taken back by surprise, and I said, can I just have 5 minutes with you, just 5 minutes? And he said, okay, come on in. And so I came in and sat, and I said, I just wanted to tell you why you should hire me over all those 300 people you hired this summer. And he said, how come? And I said, I have a love of all people. And I said, I get along with everyone. And he turned around and looked at me, and he just was, like, so flabbergasted over me talking about this rather than math or science or reading. And he said, there's only one thing I can tell you, and I've got to hire you. But that came at a later time, when I know it was supposed to come. I know it was divine timing because the school I got into was perfect for me. It was a perfect grade level, and I knew all those people around me were supposed to be with me. But if I would have given up, and I want to try to tell people, do not give up your dreams. Mm. Keep going. Don't give up. I could have given up. I could have given up at the end of the summer, but don't give up your dreams. It'll happen, but in divine timing.
Don't stop before the miracle happens.
Right. Don't stop. Right.
Yeah. Well, you're listening to Dare to Dream Radio, and is there something that you've been wanting to do and an obstacle came up for you and has taken you off course? What can you do? Does that story inspire you? What can you do to not give up? Never, never give up. Remember the word impossible, if you break it up, spells I'm possible. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show at debbiedashinger.com or on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. When we come back, I'm going to talk to Susan about negativity and how we can finally clear it, and a powerful technique she has called the Healing Code. Stay with us.
Dare to dream, dream, dream.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
To learn more about getting your book to number one international bestseller and joining the bestseller book launch program, go to mybestsellerbook.com. To learn more about concierge level, VIP private one days, yeah, staple this to your memory. Go to mybestsellerbook.com as well as debbiedashinger.com.
You want to be home?
Debbie Dashinger, I'm speaking with Susan Finley, author and certified life coach. Well, she's a live coach with us today, that's for sure. You know, I really do want to talk about this, Susan. The course that you taught, Negativity Be Gone, I take that very seriously because some people come from families that are negative, are in jobs where there's negativity, know somebody who's very negative, maybe they themselves, like it's a default. So we'd love to know, how can we clear negativity? Is there a quick and final way?
Yes, I really do believe there is. I believe, because I go for quickness too, because I know people are so busy today, and I go for like one sentence things, but I'm also, I love the longer meditations and visualizations. But you can say something as simple as this. Please fill me with divine light and divine love. Just that simple. You're calling in divine light and divine love to dissolve all negative energies and issues that you have. And you can name the issues. I'll give you an example. Maybe someone you know has cancer. You might say, I call on divine light and divine love to fill Jill's cancer cells with divine light and divine love. And they say them several times a day, and it'll start happening. Because divine love is the cures everything. Sending love to someone cures the most negative statements and the most negative aspects of anything. So just sending divine light and divine love is going to do it. There's also different rays you can send, like green rays for healing. But if you remember divine light and divine love and picture it, picture like bright, shiny light, and the divine love can be pink or red, just picture those colors surrounding you and surrounding that person. You can send it to that other person energetically. They don't have to be right in front of you.
You know, I love that, because anytime I see a car accident, you know how there's always looky-loos, what I do is pray for the people, all of them, who are involved. Immediately I send angels and light and love, and, you know, may everybody be to the best of whatever is intended for this. But I send a lot of prayers, because I, you know, it's a very scary situation if any of us were to be that one. So that's one way I use it. And there are other times where I see stress or a little bit of trauma going on somewhere that doesn't involve me, and I'll just, rather than energetically get involved, just send a lot of love and light. And it feels really good.
Awesome.
I think it's a contribution.
It surely is. It's the highest contribution you can give. It's the highest contribution you can give on earth, is to send someone love and light. And definitely it heals. You may not see it right away, but like I say, the more you do it, the more power it gives it. So if you say something like this 3 times a day, it's going to be more powerful than something you've said 1 time a day. So the more you say it, and if you say it out loud, it even gives it more power. But that's awesome about, you know, the car accidents. I do the same thing. I call an Archangel Raphael for healing, and Archangel Michael for protection, and Jesus, Mother Mary, whoever you resonate with. It's an awesome thing to do for these people. And they're there in an instant. Once you call them, they are there in an instant. So know that you're really doing great things when you call divine light and divine love. There's other things you can use, too.
Yeah, let's
different,
go through
those. There's different things you can use. One is called the Mahatma energy. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I have not.
Well,
as
the
Mahatma
energy. The Mahatma energy is from a group of high beings who have pooled their energy together, and I heard it's a gold and silver color, and you can just call on the Mahatma energy to fill your entire being with light and love, and that is one of the highest energies also on the planet that you can call in. It's called the Mahatma energy, and you can look it up on the internet, but you picture to silver and gold light and call it in. I fill my whole being with the Mahatma energy, and it just takes a thought and a sentence to do that. And I feel an immediate tingling when I call it in, and that's another awesome one. Another one you could use is violet flame. Have you ever heard of the violet flame?
I have used it, absolutely.
Awesome. It's been upgraded to the diamond violet flame. It's got diamond in it now.
And what does that mean? Why an upgrade?
It's a little higher version of the diamond flame, although I call in all the diamond colors, or all the violet colors, of lavender to the deep purple, and it, just call it in, and you can actually say you yourself are the diamond violet flame, and it starts transmuting negativity around you. If you call yourself as the diamond violet flame, anything around you that's negative will start changing. So if you say you are that, it will start doing that for you.
Ooh.
And you can also call love and light. And here's another thing you can do. You ask divine light and divine love to go in front of you for the next to go in front of you for the next 24 hours, so that you can be in the flow of your life for the next 24 hours. You just call it in for the next 24 hours, and it'll be right in front of you. It'll be lighting up your way. So you'll be in the flow with all the people that you meet, and all the circumstances will be on a higher level for you. It'll clear it. In other words, it'll clear things for you for the next 24 hours. If you
nice.
Call it in 24 hours.
So it's
and
so
there's
cool
a lot of really neat things you can use now.
Yeah, and I like that all of these things you're offering here, none of them are in particular ways that are arduous. Like, you're not saying, you know, meditate every day, and I want you to, you know, or have a conversation with somebody, do writing, or you're literally saying energetically things can happen like a snap. You you know, have align with the right methodology, see what works for you, and you can really shift and move on. And so the powerful healing technique that you use, the healing code, what kind of code is that? How is it used?
Well, the healing code was actually not my healing code, but it was from a man. It was born from a man named Alexander Lloyd, and his wife had severe depression.
This is Dr. Alex Lloyd?
Yes.
I know him well.
Do you? Yes, that was the healing code that I used.
Yeah.
Yes, and I teach that. In fact, I'm allowed to teach that. In fact, I was at a group one day, and that's an awesome technique. I was at a little group one day, and a lady who was a nurse in our area came in with a boot on her leg, and she said she didn't know what was wrong with her, but they were running tests on her, and the synchronicities were set up. She just came in and just happened to be in that class that night, and I showed the class how to do the healing code. And she asked me if I would come back one more time and help her with the healing code one more time, and I did, a couple days later. Well, it turned out she got the test results about her leg, and she had MRSA. And, you know, MRSA, you can't get rid of it without
medicine. I've had
medicine. MRSA. Really?
Yeah.
Have you? And she, the healing code, and then what happened was about a week later, they ran more tests, and it was completely gone. Mm-hmm. She never took one bit of medicine or anything for it, and it was completely gone. And I really do think the healing code was the avenue for her to heal. I think that really worked for her. So it's a really, really easy, simple way to heal.
All of these things you have are available when people work with you as a coach. Is that correct?
I do these and more. I can get very practical, too. Mm-hmm. But these are wonderful, wonderful energies to call in. Along with, I can help people know who's available in the spiritual world that can help you, because they all have different abilities in the spiritual world, too. And I can help people know who to call on, too, and what to say to them and how to get in touch with them. And it's not hard at all, but you have to ask, because the divine are not allowed to come unless you ask them. So, and a lot of people just don't know that. So if you ask and call on them, and they say if you call their name three times, they have to come. Three times, they have to come. So I make it a point to say their name three times, so make sure that they come, because they're pretty busy in the spirit world. They're very busy. They're doing a lot of things.
The divine can only come when we call on them.
Right. They can only come when we call on them, yes.
We want to attract what we desire.
Right.
What are common pitfalls that people should avoid so that we can actually manifest what we prefer?
Well, the one is not being in congruence with what you want, which I mentioned, because I see that a lot in a lot of the people I coach. and a lot of it is a habit. They just are in habits that they need to get out of. But another thing I see is a lot of people allow others to block their happiness. Only we know what's best for us. And sometimes we, as I said, we need to avoid telling people what we're doing because they might not understand it. A lot of times we allow others to make us sad or angry. And we really shouldn't allow others to do that. This is a biggie for women. We try to please others in place of ourselves. It's okay to please others because it's a wonderful gift to help others. But when we're pleasing others in place of ourselves, then we start having resentful energies about it, and it's not a good thing. We start bringing in, by the law of attraction, more resentful energies to us, too. And many people also do this, especially women I've seen, because I've grown up in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and we were kind of taught to be good little children and do what we're supposed to do, and that's when we're only good if we do that. But many of us feel entrapped by our own need to have others need our help. We want others to need our help to feel appreciated and valued and worthy. But it never works, because it's never coming from our deepest part of us. It's coming from the outside way things look, trying to get someone to like us so much, and it never works. We have to please ourselves. That's the number one thing. We have to please ourselves. The best example you can give for other people is your life working, and you're happy with your life. That is the very best example. Mm-hmm. Helping people is great, and it's great. It's a wonderful gift. But your life working is even better than that, because they can see they can achieve that by looking at you. And another thing I thought of is, don't allow yourself to have limiting beliefs about things. A lot of people limit themselves. I see a lot of people limit themselves with what they tell themselves they can do, or they actually punish themselves. I've seen people say after they've overdrawn their checkbook, they can never spend another penny even on coffee. Mm-hmm. I've heard people tell me that, clients tell me that. They're actually punishing themselves. So we need to avoid that punishment of ourselves.
Yeah.
And just look at the lesson we've learned. There's lessons in everything. Look at the lesson we learn and pat ourselves on the back for learning a lesson instead of punishing ourselves for what we think is being bad, because it's not that at all. They're just situations that we're learning.
No need to punish ourselves any longer.
Don't punish yourself.
Yeah,
no.
And that energy, what does that attract? Very interesting. So
exactly.
Some of these ideas and shortcuts are really illuminating, and I just hearken back to the divine can only come when we call on them.
Call on
this
them.
Is Debbie Dashinger. Yeah, call on them. Dare to Dream Radio, call on me too. Call on Susan. We are here for you. Join me after the show on Twitter, at Debbie Dashinger. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Dare to dream, dream, dream.
MyBestsellerBook.com. The bestseller launch program team has long-term client credibility and 100% success in creating international best-selling books. Your book will become a U.S. or international Amazon bestseller guaranteed. You will get published and you keep all the royalties, even if your book is already published. Your book will be promoted to over 1 million of our global following. You'll be provided comprehensive reports, including hourly bestseller proofs during your launch. And you'll have book press releases and radio interviews and everything to create a tsunami of interest and knowledge about you as a writer and for your book. Are you ready to become a bestseller? Well, the Guaranteed International Bestseller is available for you at MyBestsellerBook.com. What a great investment, MyBestsellerBook.com.
Only a few will take a chance.
Do you enjoy listening to Gary and Dane every week on Voice America? Would you like to spend 4 days with them, exploring what else is possible for your life and living? Access consciousness is not a thing you do. It's a lifestyle you can live. It gives you access to everything you are and gives you the tools to create anything you desire. What else would you like to add to your life? How much fun can you have being alive? What are you capable of that you haven't ever acknowledged? Join Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here in the new foundation class, April 15th to 18th in Vancouver, Canada, or live streamed online. It's a brand new core class in Access, and you could be part of its creation. To find out more or sign up, visit 5daysofchange.com.
Would you like to be a part of creating a sustainable future on planet Earth? The El Lugar Foundation, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here, is a non-for-profit organization providing alternative ways of working with and preserving land for a sustainable future. To donate and learn more, go to crowdrise.com/change-the-course-of-our. What kind of Earth would you like to see passed on to the next generation and beyond? crowdrise.com/change-the-course-of-our.
You're not bad. You're not selfish. You're not ugly.
This is Debbie Dashinger. If you're just tuning in, I'm interviewing Susan Finley. You can visit her at youressentialhappiness.com. Susan, I love all of the healing modalities you're sharing. Yummy, yummy. Would you be willing to take us through a brief visualization technique that can help get us into a space where we can create what we desire, or guide us in anything, releasing, clearing, whatever you feel is right and light at this moment?
Yes. This one is just a shortened version of what I could do that's longer, but first of all, let's take three deep breaths. And we'll, when we take deep breaths, we should breathe through our whole body. Our whole, pretend our whole body is breathing. So let's take three deep breaths. We'll breathe in now to the count of four. And hold it. And breathe out. And breathe in one more time. Hold it. And breathe out. And breathe in one more time. Hold it. And breathe out. Now, I just want to say that just by doing this, you're connecting with your soul. Just by doing this simple three breaths, breathing into the count of four, holding it to the count of four, and breathing out three times, you are connecting to who you really are, your soul, which is an aspect of who you are. And how I tell people who they really are, because I think it's important that people know. I think you're an aspect and you're an expression of the divine. God is like the sun, and you're a ray of the sun. And so you need to know how special you are. And so when you do this breathing technique, you're actually becoming more of that shining ray of the sun. And so it's just that simple to be connected, because I know a lot of people do not have a half hour to meditate. And it's a very good thing just to breathe deep. Another thing I just thought of, too, is to try to get rid of negative energies is take the three deep breaths and pretend you're jumping in an ocean. After you take the deep breaths, jump in an ocean, and this wave is coming from the back of you, it's coming from your back, and it's going right through you. It's coming from the back of you, going right through you to the front of you. It's taking away all the rest of the negativity out of your system from that day. So you take your three deep breaths to connect with your soul. Then you jump in the water, because a lot of people love water. It's very healing. And then the wave comes and just takes the rest of the negativity out. And that's a real quick one, too. But the breathing... Also, think of a joke. Think of a joke that someone recently told you, and you cannot stop laughing.
I have a joke.
Do you?
Yes.
Knock. Why don't you say it? Who's there?
I eat a mop.
I eat a mop who? I eat a mop who?
You just said, oh. I eat a my poo.
Oh! Well, that's actually such a good way. When you're in lower vibrations or feel sad or anything, think of the best joke you've ever had and just say it to yourself over and over, and you'll start laughing. You can almost not help it. But just think of something funny. It really, really helps people to knock them out of this lower vibration.
Oh.
And it doesn't have to be a spiritual light. It can be just something very practical, like a joke.
Beautiful. Well, I can go to a two-year-old mentality joke any day of the week. Thank you for those recommendations. Susan, this is Dare to Dream. What are you next, Dare to Dream? Future dreams and goals, what are they?
Wow. I think I'm on that path right now. I'm just like, if you would have told me 2 years ago I'd been on the radio, I would have said, no, I'd never do that. I could never do that. But I think right now I'm on that path, and this is the first time I've ever spoken on a radio, and I'm very glad. It was a little scary, and I do think that this is the next step for me, and I want to continue this, and just want to get all the information that I know out to as many people as possible, because I think it'll help them in their life, and I think it'll help them have a happier life that they deserve.
Speaking of your information, the title of your book, and where can we get it?
Well, the title of my book is Keys to Unlocking the Law of Attraction, and you can get it on my website. It's an e-book, but I also have hard copies at home that I sell to. The e-book is only $9, and you can just download it right on my website. And the hard copies I have at home, but if you send me an email at sue@youressentialhappiness.com, I will send you the book. You can just email me, and I'll tell you how much. It's not going to be that much more, but with the postage. So
you
could
sign
have either
it and so
one.
Forth.
So, that
so
was
signed
fun.
Copies are always nice. Susan
yes.
Finley, what holds people back the most from manifesting?
I think not believing they deserve what they should have, not believing they deserve it. They think someone else should deserve it. I think a lot of it is subconscious, but they might have been told in their life that they're not worthy, And I think loving yourself and releasing the feeling of not deserving is the biggest thing. I really do think, and we need to treat ourselves like a baby. Treat ourselves like you would treat a baby. Look at how everyone treats a little baby, hovering over that baby, oogling, goggling. How precious is that little baby? The baby's not even doing anything. The baby's just sitting there or laying or sleeping and crying. The baby's not even doing anything. But people are loving this baby, and you are that baby. You are that same baby. You just have grown up. You look a little different, and you've had a lot of life experiences, and you've grown wiser, but you are that same baby, and you need to treat yourself the same way people do that, because that is really who you are. That is really who you are.
What about suggestions for people who need to create resilience and release fear? How can they create resilience? How can they release fear?
Well, I think the circumstances in your life are going to help you with that, because I think a lot of people are given by their soul and their higher self. They are going to be given circumstances like I'm given today. Like this is, I had a little fear about going on the radio, but I think once you conquer it, that's your soul is teaching you these lessons. Also, you can use the violet flame, call on divine light and divine love. It's very, very simple. There are people out there on the internet that I know of that are very good that can release certain fears too. Especially if you know what your fear is, they can help you a lot too. But I don't even think you need to pay a lot of money a lot of times. I think that you can do a lot of this work yourself by calling on your soul to help you, the Creator to help you, and your guides to help you with this. And they're right there to help you if you ask them. And it does really, it's very powerful, actually.
Yes, and much like what you did to do, you know, with all my coaching, I get people to a certain point, and it's like, you know, you may always have that. Fear may always come up, or discomfort, or not knowing, anytime you do something brand new. Some people, all they experience is exhilaration and excitement. But the majority of us go to a place that even though it may be excitement, it transmutes or seems to be fear. And it's really, Nike had it right when they said, just do it.
Just do it. Because you're here to experience everything, all the emotions. You're not just here to have only great emotions and happiness every day. That wouldn't really be the true reality of living on Earth. You didn't come on Earth just to experience joy every day. You came to, you have to know what joy is by having some of the fear and lower level emotions, so you'll really truly know what joy is and what happiness is. You came for the all of it, the good and the bad, the ups and the downs, and that's how you really can experience happiness, when you've had a touch of the opposite also. That's how you really know it even more. And your higher self may give you those experiences purposely to allow you to have those experiences in your life.
Again, you can find Susan Finley at YourEssentialHappiness.com. Susan, I am so grateful you were brave and you stepped out, because you were wonderful today on the radio.
Thank you for inspiring us on Dare to Dream. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that you had me on. Thank you. I loved it.
And I'm sure we'll hear much more about her in the future. If you would like classes on media mastery training to become the very best at radio, interviews, as well as creating your book into a guaranteed bestseller, go to DebbieDashinger.com, get your free downloads. I do private sessions. I do workshops. I speak from the stage. I privately coach people to become amazing and have their PR kit ready and know where the shows are for them. I end today's show with this quote from Robert Collier. See the things that you want as already yours. Know that they will come to you at need. Let them come. Don't fret and worry about them. Don't think about your lack of them. Think of them as yours, as belonging to you, as already in your possession. Write, post about this Dare to Dream show, and be sure to share it with people who will really appreciate hearing some of the amazing tips today. Remember, the divine can only come when we call on them, and don't go for perfect. We'll never be perfect. Done is always better than perfect. And the secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place. Thanks for joining me today on Dare to Dream.
to contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. Easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if